Hello, everyone, and welcome to Straight from the Heartland. I'm Pam Fretwell. My pleasure to have with me today Mr. Jeff Solberg. He is with Grillmark Corp. Incorporated, and your official title, Jeff, I believe, is CEO. Am I correct?
That's correct, yes. Very happy to serve this role for Grillmark.
You know, you and I talked last year. We're here in Chicago at the Grillmark annual meeting, and, of course, Jeff, a lot goes on at this meeting. You talk with a lot of people about a lot of different things, and obviously your role as of last year, I believe, right, is the Chief Financial Officer also. And let's just talk about the financial standings, first of all, of Grillmark this year.
Well, we continue to grow. We're very, very happy with the growth and success that we have. You can have growth without success, but in the Grillmark system for the last decade or more, we've had significant growth, but significant success that has come along with that. The results we produced this year were very close to $10 billion in sales. That's a significant increase over the decade. We've changed our business, and the success that's come with it is showing up this year. We're going to have the second best year of pre-tax income in our history. That's got several components to it, but very healthy refinery earnings from our investment in our refinery in McPherson, Kansas. And, of course, we're still selling some CF stock that we got when our interregional cooperative, CF Industries, went public in 2005 and became a public company. We continue to own part of that. But we've been selling down our position been able to provide a lot of liquidity to the system with the sales of that stock. And our basic operating earnings are very, very strong. All of our business units are running very, very well, well-managed with good people, and we've got good market share, and we're able to efficiently serve that market. So it all manifests itself in a year like we're having this year.
And talking about that year we're having this year, 2012 has certainly been a challenging year for our farmers out there. Obviously, that's your main stay and your breadwinner. What impact is this year going to have on your earnings this year, do you think, for next year?
Well, next year is going to be a difficult year for the entire industry. When we have a drought like this, it's got a lot of impacts. Of course, a lot depends on what happens from here on out. One of the difficulties of 2012 in celebrating such a great year for us is that we are in the middle of a drought right now, and that comes at the very end of our year. So starting out and looking at 2013, there's a lot of variables that are going to come into play. Our first concern is getting enough moisture in the ground for fall fertilization. If that doesn't happen, there's a lot of work that has to be done in the spring, and that's going to compress a lot of work in a very short time frame. But as you know, Hurricane Isaac, now Tropical Storm Isaac, is making its way up the Mississippi River, and hopefully we get some moisture out of that, but not too much. That could turn into a disaster of another sort. But the Mississippi River watershed does need some water. The transportation of our basic products, fertilizer northbound and grain southbound, is going to be affected by water levels. So we need some rain in the river, and that hopefully is coming. So 2013, we are short on carryovers. Corn carryover is very low. Soybean carryovers are very low. That says a lot for good planted acreage next year. Good planted acreage is good demand for our products. We expect to be down a little bit in dry products like phosphate and potash. But with the prices the way they are, farmers are going to fertilize to maximize their economic yield. So we would expect several areas of the business are good, especially on the agronomy input side. The grain side is going to be very difficult because the short crop this year is what we market next year. And we're not expecting very strong results in grain next year, but we've got the financial strength to get through this. And fortunately for the farmer, crop insurance is a much better product now than it was when we had the last major drought in '88. So most farmers with good crop insurance protection should be okay with their own financial statements. So we'll get through next year. We've been there before. The management team is used to this. We've seen it before. We know how to adjust. And you really have to take a long-term perspective. We're in this business to feed the world for the next decade and beyond. 1 year is not going to change our course.
You know, you talk a lot about the cooperative system, and that's who you are. The name of the convention this week is Pride and Progress. You've been going for 85 years, I believe it is now.
That's correct.
And it's also the year of the International Cooperative. Tell me a little bit about that, and what does that mean?
Well, the International Year of the Cooperative is a worldwide celebration of how we do business. When your owners are your customers, it changes how you go to market and how you focus on what needs to be done. And it's not just agricultural cooperatives. There's housing cooperatives. There's healthcare cooperatives. And people banding together for their own self-interest and their taking care of their own needs with their own investment and their own commitment really makes a difference in the outcomes of how we run this business. I've been with GrowMark for over 36 years now, and I've seen how this has worked, where our boards of directors are farmers, and they are members of our local cooperatives, and how they keep us focused on what's important and what we need to do to serve the farmers and the owners of the system. It's a unique way to do business, but it's a great way to do business, and we're very proud of the cooperative system and how we do run it and the progress that we've made.
You've talked a little bit about how the owners are also the customers and the owners of the business at the same time, and I think in 2012 I talked with Barry Nash. He's passionate about some of the problems that the farmers are going to experience, and as you said, the cooperative system is certainly a service heart to their owners.
Right. It's the service. We're there to serve the customers. As we say, we deliver product, knowledge, technology, and service. That's our whole value package. And as I say, that we're at the end of our 2000 fiscal year. We're celebrating a really good year this year. Very proud of the results. And the beauty of a cooperative system is these earnings from this year will be paid back to our customers, and we'll get their 2013 year off to a pretty good start. So we're going to be able to provide a lot of cash. And so we're able to shift some of the value of this into what will be probably a weaker year for the system in 2013. But that's the beauty of a cooperative. The money we make goes back to our owners, and we're able to bring a lot of value to them and make sure that the entire system is in good, solid financial shape.
All right, Jeff Solberg with me today here at the GrowMark Annual Meeting in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Pam Fretwell for Farm Journal Media.